Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I got to tell you, folks, I think that the one line of the night coming out of the GOP debate in Simi Valley at the Ronald Reagan Library, it's got to be Nikki Haley looking over at Vivek Ramaswamy and saying, every time you say something, I get a little bit dumber or something like that. And that was, if any of the lines really stood out, it did. Unfortunately, I think Pence's jokes, they kind of fell flat. And we're going to talk more about the debate here in just a moment. And, of course, we're going to be talking with our special guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. But first of all, welcome to the program, everybody. I'm Kyle Warren. We've got a lot to talk about, of course, as we move through the overnight hours across America. The captain is out this morning. And, of course, we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California. And we're broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliate. It's all across the country, and of course via satellite up on the GCN network. And we also want to welcome all those joining us via the internet, various sites and streams all over the internet this morning as well. And of course, to those working across America in the overnight hours, we want to give you a special shout out today. And of course, we're glad that you're joining us this morning. And we want to also recognize our 18-wheeler over-the-road truck drivers, our FedEx or UPS drivers, of course, our active military, our veterans, EMS and firefighters, our police and hospital, our ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard and everybody out there making a difference for us all across the country. Our toll-free line, if you want to call in, talk with me or talk with Denise Simon this morning, is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. So without further ado, let's pick up our line with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, of course, as you were saying right before we went to the top of the hour break, you were watching the debate. So what's the takeaway here? Did anybody break out? Did anybody move the needle?
I think personally that Ramaswamy probably moved the needle not in the direction he wanted it to go. The guy to me is kind of a dreamer, and he continued to really kind of talk in patriotism and loyalty kind of platitudes, and really didn't explain policy positions I think that the way he needed to. I will say this, it was really kind of fascinating to me that Dana Perino asked an interesting question towards the very end, a pretty unexpected question, but nonetheless an interesting one, and I think every one of the candidates missed an opportunity to give a great answer. And the answer was, I mean, the question was, I'm going to get it wrong how she actually questioned it, but it was avoiding, I think, another 9/11 and, mm-hmm. and what kind of a, you know, threat and so forth and so on. And, you know, I would argue there really doesn't need to be another 9/11 because we're already somewhat experiencing all of that today because we're not only are we allowing enemies outside us to make us make their attacks successful, but we are a situation that we are our own worst enemy, and we're allowing things to happen inside our government that people don't need to attack us because we're attacking ourselves. You know, the pandemic showed, I think, the colossal weaknesses within our entire infrastructure, meaning how government can come together, how we relied on Fauci. It showed that we didn't have governors and mayors making good, sound decisions on behalf of the citizens because of their extended lockdowns and how businesses were failing, schools were failing, PPEs. We didn't have enough of that. The teachers' unions, you know, how they made things a lot worse. The medical side where hospitals were struggling. Remember there was a big, huge thing over the ventilators. So I think that we showed some colossal weaknesses that our enemies will continue to exploit. I'm not sure that we have necessarily fixed a lot of that, which to me is kind of scary.
Well, who do you expect not to see in the next debate? Is it going to be kind of this three that are kind of standing out the most, Ramaswamy, DeSantis, and Nikki Haley? Do you think the others are getting ready to drop off, or what do you think?
Yeah, I do. I actually, if you listen closely to the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, this is a pretty bright man, and I think he clearly understands excuse me, all the issues. He can articulate them if he didn't have to do it in, you know, 90 seconds.
Right, exactly.
I find him to be, I wouldn't vote for him, but I find him to be really pretty smart.
Very cool. Well, we're getting the music coming up, Denise, so we'll finish this thought right on the other side of the break. Everybody, stay right there, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number to call. And don't forget, check out pilotflyingj.com. They bring us the Trucker Highway and Byway Report from the last hour. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Right, and we are back. We're racing through and rocketing through the overnight hours across America and, of course, across the Internet. And a lot of people around the world, by the way, pick up this program, and we're very happy about that. And, of course, welcome to everybody listening across the great affiliates on the GCN network. Also, various Salem stations out there. We're glad to have everybody aboard, and we have a lot more to talk about. Don't forget the number is 1-877-969-8600. My name's Kyle Warren, and we're going to be talking here in just a moment with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And before we get to Denise, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by our good friends over at GEICO. And that would be none other than GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And all you have to do is go over to their website, GEICO.com. That's GEICO.com. Take advantage of their price comparison. You want to put in the vehicle that you own, whether it's a car or a truck. See what that comparison would be for the same type of coverage that you've got right now. Additionally, if you've got a motorcycle or ATV, a boat or RV, you know, you can bundle all that together. That's where you're really going to start saving a lot of money when you bundle all that stuff together. And then also, if you've got a house or if you have an apartment or if you have a condo, everything comes in at a different rate. So when you put all that stuff together, you're going to see what the price is going to be. And who knows, you just might find out that you're going to save a bundle. So you never know unless you try. So head on over to GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Do the cost comparison today and save. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back once again, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
Welcome. And I know that we've got, I think, Iron Mike in Tampa. He's waiting on the line. I think he's got a question for us and for you. Welcome and good morning, Iron Mike.
Yes, I'm wondering, maybe Denise has a comment, the debate ratings, I wonder if they're worse than the last time or better, or how little it is over and above last time. It'll be interesting. And The other thing is, Erin from Colorado, that was her best call ever.
I think so. I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I watched, I'd like Aaron's comment on this. I watched Crispy. I call him Crispy because he's solid on the outside and hollow on the inside. But he was on the radio this Sunday on an interview. One of the interview shows, and I caught him on three monstrous lies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people that listen to this program, and incidentally, I just one other thing, I'll let it go. Denise, I wait for her input to things because she does her homework.
Oh, thank you.
And that's about it. But Chris Crispy is he's a fraud.
Well, thanks so much, Iron Mike. We appreciate it, and hope that you have a great morning. Absolutely.
Okay, just one other thing. I left.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Michigan. I went up to Michigan and Ontario. And I wore my Trump hat, and everywhere I went, people walked up to me and said, "I like your hat." And I do that deliberately. And everywhere I go in Tampa, they're saying, two young kids under 20 that are busboys in a restaurant in Canada come up and said that, and I compensated them. So,
very cool.
But if the younger guys like that from another country think Trump's all right, he's going to win.
Very cool indeed. Very
Thank
cool.
You.
Well,
okay,
yeah, thanks, Iron Mike.
I'm going to. I'll listen. I'll listen to your comments.
Very cool. Well, Denise, what do you think about that? Yeah, I mean, this is something that we don't, I'm so glad Iron Mike mentioned that. We don't always hear about what people might think looking into the United States and thinking about how things are right now with the current administration and how things could change for the better, perhaps.
I think the president of Poland, if you listen to him, and the prime minister, the president of Italy, pretty much the same thing. You know, they're standing with Trump. You know, my younger son, he kind of lives in the belly of the beast down here in St. Pete, and St. Petersburg tends to be pretty liberal, but he rocks Trump gear, and, you know, he stands stern with it, and maybe it might be the circles that he travels down in St. Pete, but most people are standing with the Trump gear that he wears, so I think there's a lot of people secretly out there that are very pro-Trump. They're just, you know, in public circles, they are scared to admit it. But as for the ratings, I would imagine that they're probably going to be a little bit better than they were in the first debate. So I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Christie, he can be obviously very chafing and very annoying, but he did say one thing last night that only he would necessarily have the guts to say, and he was the only one that said it, but when it came to education, he put the failure of education on the teachers' union, and I absolutely agree with that one.
Very interesting. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and he said that very well. Yeah, I completely agree.
Yes.
So
the only one that went there. Now, Ramaswamy, mm-hmm. again, I'm going to kind of go after him a little bit, but the one thing that he did say that was towards the end was that the MAGA movement or the America First movement is not exclusive to one man, meaning Trump. And I have said that for a long time. It's not his exclusively, and that was probably the only thing that I would have given a high five to Ramaswamy was saying, because if you really listen to every one of those candidates, they're all about making America great again, America first, for sure.
Right.
If for nothing else, that, you know, they were all with a high praise to even where the debate was held at the Reagan Library.
Exactly. No, I think that's a really good point. We've got Anthony in Tampa waiting on the line. Anthony, good morning. Do you have a question for Denise?
Yeah, thank you, Professor of Politics, Kyle. Yes, Denise, you know, I was kind of puzzled as to why they brought in a leftist anchor from Univision, the anchor with the leftist socialist Jorge Ramos onto moderate along with the panel. You know, this the whole MAGA thing is conservatism preceded anything that took place before even Trump came on the scene. I mean, we're talking about Ronald Reagan, the originator. I'm not going to apologize for saying this, but Donald Trump doesn't hold a candle to Mr. Reagan, nothing at all. So to compare him by some of these conservative talking heads, there's no way. Well, his arrogance and he needs to cool it down a little bit because he's getting carried away. He's not a God figure. We're not looking for a God figure. We're looking for somebody who's going to stand to the Constitution of the United States, uphold the foundation that this country was built on, and our founding fathers. Nothing else. So hopefully he changes his ways, but up to this point, God bless America.
All right. Thank you so much, Anthony. Denise, if you have any comments there, we've got James in Clearwater holding on. Do you want to go and get that call?
Quickly, well said. And the reason they brought in that woman, I think, is because of immigration. And you knew that it was going to be a leftist moderator because she asked about DACA. And if you look at the definition of DACA and what DACA really is two different things. So, yes, but next question.
All right, James in Clearwater, what's your question for Denise? We only have a few seconds, but go.
Okay, quick question and a quick comment. These F-16s that they were sending to Ukraine, as I understand, they do not have the latest in avionics there as far as stopping what's coming at them. And will they be fitting ducks or not? And then the other quick statement I had is the worst thing I happened at 9/11 this year was Biden on the anniversary making sure that he's defending the other side and this war is not going to end anytime soon. Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, Denise, can you hold on and answer James's question and comment down the other side of the break? We'll hold you over for a few minutes if that's okay.
All right, great.
All right, thank you, James, in Clearwater. Denise is going to stick with us for a few more minutes. Folks, stay right there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell stressed the need for bipartisan agreement to avert a government shutdown and says the Senate will do what the House has not been able to do.
We're going to continue to try to reach an agreement, pass it on a bipartisan basis, and hopefully keep the government open.
The U.S. soldier who crossed into North Korea illegally is now back in American custody North Korean state media announced yesterday that U.S. Army Private Travis King would be expelled from the country. King had been taken into North Korean custody in July after crossing the DMZ during a tour instead of boarding a flight back to the U.S. Bruce Springsteen is rescheduling the rest of his 2023 tour. The boss has been recuperating from peptic ulcer disease in recent weeks, and his doctor has recommended ongoing treatment for the remainder of the year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, a little KC and the Sunshine Band bringing us back here at the bottom of the hour. And I always loved KC and the Sunshine Band. I got a chance to see them much later on. It was saw them at a television show taping one year, and that was a lot of fun. And their music, again, it's all timeless nowadays, isn't it? You just can't get better than that. All right, well, welcome back to the program, everybody. I'm Kyle Warren. The call-in number, of course, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. We've got Denise Simon sticking on the line with us here for a few minutes. We typically have our military report, as many of you know, here in this part of the program. And this portion of the program, of the military report, is brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. That's Concerned Veterans for America. Check them out at CVA. That's, pardon me, CV4A.org. That's the CV, the number 4A.org. So CV4A.org. And by the way, in this particular segment, the bottom of the hour segment for hour number 4, we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith, who's with the Concerned Veterans for America, and we'll be talking about some of these different issues facing our vets today. And so we hope that you can stay tuned for that. But right now, let's bring back Denise Simon, who's holding patiently on the line. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey.
And so right before we went to break, James in Clearwater had a question for you, but we just started running out of time. So thanks for sticking over. And what do you think about what James was talking about?
Okay, well, he was asking about the F-16s. The F-16s going to Ukraine are coming from the United States and Denmark. And as far as the technology / avionics on that aircraft, I wouldn't say they would be stripped down, but they will, in fact, have very fundamental basic systems for air defense. Any other fancy bells and whistles will be stripped out of there if they're not already stripped out of there. And the reason is it comes down to the mechanics and the engineers. There's a language barrier. And if anything happens to those planes, they get shot out of the air or anything, we don't want our adversaries to be able to recover the plane and, unmodel it to get the technology that's on there. But that's the biggest reason is the language barrier and the for the mechanics and the engineers. As far as the 9/11 thing goes, I don't think that I can be any more disgusted with Biden than I am on how he mistreated that whole thing. It was really quite shameful. But I will also say in answer to that, the 343rd victim, if you will, died yesterday from World Trade Center related diseases. Mm-hmm. So understand that. We continue to lose people over that attack. So the 343rd person died yesterday.
Biden was telling a joke, too, almost, on September 11th from that Air Force base in Alaska. You know, it's like that was, the wrong tone. I mean, completely. Read the room.
Well, he doesn't know enough to read the room and understand that he is given guidance wherever he goes that these are the talking points or these are the things that you necessarily have to say. So we can't put all the blame on him. It's these people that manage him, they don't get it either. If for nothing else, Ron DeSantis said it twice last night. These people in Washington, D.C. don't care. They don't.
Right.
They're detached. So I hope that helps.
I think it really does. Well, Denise, I appreciate you sticking around. One of the stories I wanted to talk about in the military report, I'd love to get your take on it, but this private Travis King, the U.S. soldier who ran across the border into North Korea, is now, they made him leave, they expelled him?
He wanted to defect.
Right.
And when North Korea figured that out, they didn't want him anymore.
He can't make this up. Yeah.
He wasn't useful. So here, you can have him back.
I guess that's right. That is so funny. I hate to say, it's not a funny situation overall, but golly.
Yeah, it's a pathetic situation here, yes.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, do you want to take one more question? We got Eric in Knoxville who wants to ask about the F-16s as well.
Okay, we'll try it.
Okay. All right, Eric, you're on. You got a question for Denise.
Hello?
Yes, you're Eric in Knoxville. Yeah, you have a question for Denise?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for my call, man. Sorry, I was kind of daydreaming here. Hey, good morning, ma'am. Hey, real quick, these F-16s, they're going downrange. They're being, cannibalized to be sent into theater. You're talking about reduced avionics and capabilities. SOP when we're transitioning or giving weapons, essentially. Here's the thing. The first thing is, it's a two-part question, I guess. First thing is, what is our national security strategy, and how does it affect what we're doing in Ukraine? What is our strategy with Ukraine? We've heard, Russia did this. Okay, you know what? They did, and what is our strategy downrange? Okay, we got all this stuff going on. We got, basically an open border. We got all this, and we have the GOP debate last night, and I will admit I didn't watch it because I presumed everybody would be comparing to themselves as how close they are related to Ronald Reagan and how great of a president he was. Mm-hmm. But I think people, as far as it goes with Trump, President Trump, people confuse his personality with his foreign policy and procedures that mimic and or are nearly identical to that of JFK when it comes to America, you know, the United States Great Melting Pot, et cetera, and Ronald Reagan of a strong national forward-deployed defense strategy. I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks for taking my call, and y'all have a good morning.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, well, what do you think, Denise?
I'll say it quickly because I think my puppy's getting ready to ask me to take him outside. But
okay.
We forget that Clinton forced Ukraine to give up their nuclear weapons, which, by the way, were actually Russian nuclear weapons that were left in Ukraine. And this is under the Budapest Agreement. And we told Ukraine, you give up your nuclear weapons, but if anything happens, the United States and our allies will come to your defense. That Budapest Agreement still holds today. As far as what the strategy is, it is really to tire out and exhaust the Russian military, which I would argue we've already done that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why Putin has gone to other countries for help. He's going to use North Koreans, which was part of the meeting that Kim Jong-un had when he went to Moscow for 4 days. Ukraine's now going to have to fight against North Koreans. Ukraine is now going to have to continue to protect itself from Iranian drones. North Korean ammunition, and least of which China is helping Russia fund this war. So what is the strategy? Good question. Absolutely a good question. But I can... we're not in this, except our money is in this. But I'll say that about 65% of the money hasn't gotten there yet. We keep pledging it, but it ain't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
The tanks only arrived, and I don't know how many, but the tanks only arrived this week.
Yeah, exactly. And they've got those minefields. Yeah, they've got minefields all ready for them. That's the bad thing, too.
All over the place, yes.
Yep, exactly. Well, Denise Simon, thank you so much for sticking around for this segment. I really appreciate it. And go take care of that puppy. We love puppies.
I hear you. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Good morning.
Take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, that's the website. You also want to check her out at the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. All right. Well, in the time we have left here, it looks like they're still having some problems with some of these barracks around the country that unfortunately have a lot of bad conditions. We've got air conditioning systems don't work, overflowing sewage, cramped rooms. They say it could take years to stop these or get rid of these chronic neglect and underfunded things for our fighting military men and women. What a shame. Folks, stay right there. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-969-8600. We're back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, the none other than Chris Markowski. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Racing through and rocketing through our overnight hours across America. I'm Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. Don't forget, our toll-free call-in line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And boy, do we have an awful lot more to talk about. And we've been getting a lot of great phone calls this morning. So we would love to add you into that mix. And speaking of adding into the mix, we're going to be talking with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, none other than Chris Markowski, here in just a few moments, right after I tell you about Moss Family Automotive. This portion of our program, of course, being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and that would include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side-by-side up on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. They've got all the new Moss Nissan dealership, of course, up there in Brooksville, Florida, on State Route 50, right near the Sun Coast Parkway. So again, that's the new, all-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville on State Route 50, right next to the Sun Coast Parkway. And their flagship location, of course, is located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. That's 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. Stop on in, check them out, mossnissan.com. That's the website. All right, Chris Markowski, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing great, doing great, and there's a lot going on. I've got a couple of economy questions for you, of course, as always, but first I'd like to get your take on the debate if you happened to have watched it earlier.
Yes, I did. Up way past my bedtime last night. Got to turn in and watch it. And, I thought that, I'll be honest with you, I thought Fox did a terrible job in managing, the debate. I did think again there were some, you know, nonsensical, type questions. If you're gonna put people up on the debate stage, you might wanna let them, you know, answer a question and talk. I think there were some good points made, and I think some of the candidates differentiated themselves. But you always end up finishing these debates, and you know you don't feel satisfied with where you're at. I kind of like the debates. My last really favorite debate was actually, believe it or not, was Paul Ryan. Debating at one point in time, and I wonder if there was another one as well. But it's just where you had two people sitting down and they can actually have a conversation and go over, what they want to do for the country. And at this point in time, you know, when you're just trying to land these little, you know, nonsensical jabs and whatnot and one-liners, and you can tell when candidates are almost pre-preparing their answers. I mean, Mike Pence sounded like, it sounded like a Mike Pence, like, pull a string robot, for crying out loud. Those old toys we had when we were kids, you'd pull a string and it would give you some sort of canned, reply. And I can't stand it when candidates have that. Our nation's facing major issues. I don't understand as well this, there was so much time spent on, what Latinos are thinking. You had the lady from Univision that was there. I mean, we're not a nation of just, white people and Latinos. We are a melting pot. That kind of turned me off as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it was an interesting debate, only also insofar as the fact that they kept fighting with each other, and I thought I could hear a lot of people clicking their remotes, all across America at that point. Like, for example, if you were an undecided or if you were an independent, in other words, you weren't sort of invested in this already, some people might have tuned out. But one of the most incredible debates was between Sean Hannity and Gavin Newsom later on. That seemed to have more electricity, it would seem.
I didn't stay up that late. I mean, I stayed up, and I think Vivek was the last one that I saw that him interview, and then I turned it off. What was their point of contention?
Oh, well, they rib each other to no end. But he was actually talking to Newsom about, hey, look, we used to be energy independent under Trump, and we're not like that anymore. And Gavin Newsom started saying, people, Google this. He rattled off some phrase that we're all supposed to go Google. And he really just took issue with that, saying, no, we're energy independent. And I'm like, what planet are you living on? I mean, talk about politics. Wow.
Well, I don't know how in the world could we be energy independent, and they were pointing out that what you guys are paying in gasoline. I did hear that earlier on out in California. I guess some areas it's as high as $7 a gallon. And again, it just shows that, I mean, it was just Saudi Arabia and Russia. And again, this is part of the whole Russia sanction BS that we've been dealing with, saying, oh yeah, we're going to sanction Russian oil. Okay. You did that, but Russia actually is not bothered by it. They decreased production along with Saudi Arabia. They're obviously selling their oil somewhere because they're making money off this. They wouldn't do that if they needed the money so badly. And now we have oil that's reaching close to $100 a barrel, and some are talking about a super spike that'll take it to $150 a barrel. Now, if this EV revolution was really taking place, wouldn't there be a lot less oil being consumed? It's
right.
Not. I mean, right out loud, what is supply and demand, people? I mean, really, all you really need to learn when it comes to economics is supply and demand. And most people can't understand how that works. Oil is up simply because the demand is up and the supply is not there. So this is the reality of the terrain, and all of your green dreams ain't working out too well.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, something the candidates love to say is on day one, I'm going to do this or that or the other thing. But economically speaking, what can the president, a new president, do on day one that would start putting us onto a better track? I mean, it takes a long time, obviously, but just in a nutshell, what do you think needs to change to get us back on track?
I mean, everything when it comes to energy, you know, policy, we gotta open things back up again. We really do. I mean, we would just have to start getting back to the business of drilling and producing more here in this country. I definitely think that, you know, as far as electricity is concerned here in this country, I don't think we should be, you know, burning, you know, using diesel generators to the degree that we have. We should be going the type of technology we have in this country. This should be a nuclear energy country, period, the end, much like France is. There's no reason why, you know, we haven't gotten to that point, especially with all of the great technology to put forward, the advances that they have, and the modular reactors. I mean, we could drive the cost of energy way down if we got on the shtick and actually started moving in that direction. So that would be something I would be putting full force into.
Well, you know, nobody ever seems to bring up the worry that there could be a nuclear nightmare aboard nuclear-powered vessels, you know, for the U.S. Navy. It seems like they've got this pretty much down to a science. And I realize, because I remember back in the 70s with the no nukes and all that stuff, and, of course, we had Three Mile Island. But what you're talking about is that, I mean, we're talking something that's almost 40 years ago, more than 40 years ago, and the technology improves greatly, and we have a vested interest in trying to do it the best way possible, don't you think?
You could compare nuclear energy to any other source of energy that's been ever used since the dawn of time here, and take a look, at the toll when it comes to people who have been injured and killed, and you don't like to measure things in that fashion. You know, the Three Mile Island, yeah, you made big news here, but, you know, it was contained, it was taken care of. I know that they started having the concerts in New York City and the no nukes and all that stuff, and it was a major error. Again, you know, if you take a look at what the options are as far as generation is concerned, you take a look at the type of rare earth minerals and what needs to be mined and used for batteries, and see what's going to be worse for the overall environment. And you're right. I mean, people know nukes. I mean, the powers our military, for crying out loud. We wouldn't have a Navy without it. We'd have the worst Navy on the planet, because, again, to be able to find our submarines, because they make too much noise, and wouldn't be able to compete. We'd have to have a complete support staff when it comes to ships with diesel and whatnot following boats around. I mean, it's silly.
Yeah, no kidding. I guess they would call them oilers, I think. They'd have to get it out to the ships in the middle of the ocean. Well, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, give us the website here real quick.
WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site, Kyle. Thank you.
Sounds great. Chris, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Take care, sir.
You got it.
All right, folks, Chris Markowski will be back tomorrow, and we'll be back right after the top of the hour with after your local news. Stay right there. I'm Kyle Warren.
Third Watch. Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.